Do not fear. The homily will not be shorter than the gospel. You know, I was thinking about all the things about this week. Everything connected with Holy Week. And there's a common theme. Everything seems to start on a high note and then end on a very low note. We remember that first week 2,000 years ago. Hosannas being sung, everybody excited. Jesus, hailed as a king. Palm branches being waved. And then disaster. The master crucified. This mass, this liturgy. We start all excited celebrating Palm Sunday. We get our palms. We sing hosannas as we come in. We have a grand water fight. And then we shift from Palm Sunday to Passion Sunday. We get this gospel. Very, very, very heavy gospel. Very, 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 very long gospel. Low note. Our lives begin with such hope and such promise, such potential. Baptized, created anew, a disciple of the Christ. And then we muck it all up, don't we? We get wrapped up in ourselves. And this week, we're with this gospel passage, we're reminded of it all. Can't we find ourselves somewhere in this passion narrative? There's Judas, the betrayer. Peter, the denier. Pilate, the pleaser. The Sanhedrin, manipulating everything. The crowd, just apathetic to the events going on. Everything seems to start high and end low. That's not how the week ends. The week does not end on Good Friday. The week ends on Easter Sunday. There is good news to look forward to. As much as we dig a hole for ourselves and just can't get out of it, Sunday will be a hand reaching down to pull us out. Hope offered. Salvation gifted. It's going to be a grand time. But let's not rush it. We begin Holy Week. Enter into Holy Week. We're not going to reenact Holy Week, events that happened 2,000 years ago. But we're going to re-enter the mystery. Re-experience the need for help, for salvation, for hope. Re-experience the joy, the promise of resurrection.